Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMEN, Ralph Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Ralph Harris is a 38-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder and arm at work on 2/22/23. But at that time, he lost control of a drill rod while on a 30-foot platform. Period. The rope slipped and he fell and dislocated his shoulder. He was seen at the emergency room afterwards where the dislocation was reduced. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment of a conservative nature. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the first report of injury, Mr. Harris alleges on 2/22/23, he was re-racking drill rods on the upper boom rack stand when the rope began to slip. Period. He attempted to pull the rope to avoid the rods from slipping and sustained a dislocated shoulder. Period. Treatment notes show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 3/2/23. Period. He noted the petitioner had been to the emergency room in the interim and was placed in a sling. Period. Clinical exam and x-rays were done showing a subcoracoid dislocation anterior inferior. Period. Further x-rays showed a concentric reduction of the shoulder joint with no fractures. Period. Dr. McAlpin diagnosed closed dislocation of the right shoulder, for which he started the petitioner on meloxicam. Period. He ordered an MRI arthrogram. Period. This was completed on 3/13/23 to be inserted here. Period. 3/13/23. New paragraph. He followed up with Dr. McAlpin on 3/16/23 to review these results. Period. He saw a small bone bruise consistent with a Hill-Sachs injury. Pretty saw some irregularity of the anterior inferior labrum consistent with a possible Bankart injury without a great deal of detachment. Pretty did not see any full thickness rotator cuff tears. Period. The biceps appeared intact. Period. He explained the age that he is presently at has a lower chance of recurrent dislocation, so continuation of physical therapy to build back his strength was advised. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He saw Dr. McAlpin through 5/1/23. When his shoulder was feeling good, although he had difficulty sleeping, period, he was working full duty with no problems. Period. Clinical exam was normal. Period. He did not have any additional episodes of instability. Period. Dr. McAlpin cleared him for regular work duty without restrictions at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation on the hands, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under the fingernails, and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. Motion of both shoulders was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation were both also within normal limits. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 2/22/23, Ralph Harris sustained a dislocated right shoulder when he pulled on a rope, as noted above. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where his dislocation was reduced and he was placed in a sling. Period. He followed up orthopedically with Dr. McAlpin. Period. MRI arthrogram was done on 3/13/23 to be inserted here. repaired. Dr. McAlpin recommended conservative care, so therapy was rendered. But as of 5/1/23, he was doing quite well and was discharged from care to continue full duty. Paired new paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Harris found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Paired he had intact strength and sensation. Paired provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative for internal derangement or instability. Paired new paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.